الحمدللہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام على سید الانبیاء والمرسلین سیدنا و مولانا محمد وعلى آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین اما بعد فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الصلاة والسلام علیک یا رسول اللہ الصلاة والسلام علیک یا حبیب اللہ الصلاة والسلام علیک یا نبی اللہ وعلى آلک واصحابک یا نور اللہ رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام. Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us. Have mercy on us, O the one who is the most honorable, the most gracious. بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجا بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله. مولا دل کا زنگ چھڑا قلب نوری پائے جلا دل کو کر دے آئینہ جس میں چمکے یہ کلمہ حق لا الہ الا اللہ آمنا برسول اللہ. All praises is due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our sustainer, cherisher, nourisher and provider, the master of the day of judgment, the owner, initiator and the creator of everything that exists. Abundance of peace and blessings and choices, salutations be upon the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who is resting beneath the illuminous dome in Madinatul Munawwara. May peace and blessings be upon his illustrious family and companions, ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. May aap tamam Islami bhaiyo ko, all the viewers and listeners of Madani channel, those who are watching us off the Facebook page as well as our YouTube channel, we would like to say marhaba and ahlan wa sahlan bikum. Recite abundance of durood and salat upon the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember well, it has been mentioned in a beautiful hadith. Once again, we would like to read this hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, إِذَا كَانَ يُومُ الْخَمِيسِ بَعَثَ اللَّهُ مَلَائِكَةً مَعْهُمْ صحف من فضة وأقلام من ذهب يكتبون يوم الخميس وليلة الجمعة أكثر الناس علي صلاة. Subhanallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, when Thursday arrives, Allah Azza wa Jal sends angels who have silver papers and golden pens. These angels descend with these golden and silver pens and papers. They write down those who recite durood the most upon me on the day of Thursday and on the night of Friday. Unke naam likhe jaate hain. How fortunate are those individuals whose names are written by these angels. Allahu Akbar. And for what is this list? This list is made, Allahu Akbar, for those people who recite abundance of durood and salat ala nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So do not waste these precious moments of your life. Recite salat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Amir ahl sunnat Hazrat Allama Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Qadri Attar Radhavi damat barakatuhum al-aliya, subhanallah, he humbly composes this beautiful salatu salam in the court of Mustafa jan rahmat sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aap yu likhte hain, subhanallah, he says,
کوئی حسن عمل پاس میرے نہیں پھنس نہ جاؤ قیامت میں مولا کہیں اے شفیع امم لاج رکھنا تمہیں تم پہ ہے نہ دعا دفن ہونے کو مل جائے دو گز زمین, تم پہ ہر دم کروڑو درود و سلام. تاجدار حرم اے شہ شاہ دین, تم پہ ہر دم کروڑو درود و سلام.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. May Allah Azza wa Jal bless us with this opportunity for presenting ourselves in the court of Mustafa جان رحمت صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. بڑے خوش نصیب ہوتے ہیں those people who are able to be there at this moment subhanallah and witness the beauty of Gumbad Khizra. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the opportunity to go there. دکھا دے یا الہی وہ مدینہ کیسی بستی ہے جہاں پر رات دن مولا تیری رحمت برستی ہے. تو الحمدللہ رب العالمین, we are going to be listening to another نعت رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. میرے نبی صلی علی, پیارے نبی صلی علی. As it is a Friday, درود پہ پڑھتے جائیں گے اور یہ پیارا پیارا کلام سنتے بھی جائیں گے انشاءاللہ. I will request our director صاحب to please give us this نعت رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Please do not leave us. Stay tuned to Madani channel as we will return just after this نعت رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم.
نبی صلی علی, پیارے نبی صلی علی, میرے نبی صلی علی, پیارے نبی صلی علی, در پہ بلا لو ہم کو بھی پیارے نبی صلی علی, میرے نبی صلی علی, پیارے نبی صلی علی, در پہ بلا لو ہم کو بھی پیارے نبی صلی علی. مٹتے ہیں جہاں بھر کے آلام مدینے میں, مٹتے ہیں جہاں بھر کے آلام مدینے میں, بگڑے ہوئے بنتے ہیں سب کام مدینے میں, بگڑے ہوئے بنتے ہیں سب کام مدینے میں, بگڑے ہوئے بنتے ہیں, بگڑے ہوئے بنتے ہیں سب کام مدینے میں. میرے نبی صلی علی, پیارے نبی صلی علی, در پہ بلا لو ہم کو بھی پیارے نبی صلی علی. آقا کی عنایت ہے ہر گام مدینے میں, آقا کی عنایت ہے ہر گام مدینے میں, ہوتا نہیں کوئی بھی ناکام مدینے میں, ہوتا نہیں کوئی بھی ناکام مدینے میں, ہوتا نہیں کوئی بھی ناکام مدینے میں. میرے نبی صلی نبی صلی علی, در پہ بلا لو ہم کو بھی پیارے نبی صلی علی. اے حاجی رو رو کر کہہ دینا سلام ان سے, اے حاجی رو رو کر کہہ دینا سلام ان سے, اے حاجی رو رو کر کہہ دینا سلام ان سے, لے جاؤ غریبوں کا, لے جاؤ نبی صلی علی, در پہ بلا لو ہم کو بھی پیارے نبی صلی علی. آ جاؤ گناہگاروں بے خوف چلے آؤ, آ جاؤ گناہگاروں, آ جاؤ گناہگاروں بے خوف چلے آؤ, آ جاؤ گناہگاروں بے خوف چلے صلی علی, پیارے نبی صلی اعلیٰ در پہ بلا لو ہم کو بھی پیارے نبی صلی اللہ
علیہ وسلم۔ دربار میں جب پہنچو اے کاش شاہ اس دم، دربار میں جب پہنچوں دربار میں جب پہنچوں اے کاش شاہ اس دم، دربار میں جب پہنچوں اے کاش شاہ اس دم، دیدار کا ہو جائے دیدار کا ہو جائے انعام مدینے میں۔
میرے نبی صلی نبی صلی اللہ در پہ بلا لو ہم کو بھی پیارے نبی صلی اللہ۔
عطار پہ اب ایسا اے کاش کرم ہو جائے، عطار پہ پھر ایسا اے کاش کرم ہو جائے، مکے میں سار گزرے تو شام مدینے شام مدینے میں۔
میرے نبی صلی اللہ پیارے نبی صلی اللہ در پہ بلا لو ہم کو بھی پیارے نبی صلی اللہ۔
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم۔ سبحان اللہ، میرے نبی صلی علی، پیارے نبی صلی علی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم۔ سبحان اللہ، what a beautiful انداز، what a beautiful method and manner in which he recited this نعت رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم composed by none other than امیر اہل سنت حضرت علامہ مولانا ابو بلال محمد الیاس قادری الطاردوی دامت برکاتہم العالیہ۔ may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve him and extend his shadow above our heads. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, alhamdulillah, our discussion for today are the benefits of giving charity in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not new on Madani Channel. Prior to this, we have many a times discussed the benefits and the virtues of spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, it has been mentioned that Hazrat Sayyidina Mansur radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was delivering his lecture to people. He was a great alim, great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ab bayan ke dauran, as he was giving his lecture, the slave saw that he is asking for something. There was a slave that was passing the marketplace or the place where Hazrat was giving his lecture. So this servant and slave, as he passed that place and he heard that Hazrat Sayyidina Mansur radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was delivering his lecture, but in his lecture he was motivating people and saying to people that, is there anyone in this crowd, is there anyone who is seated here can give this poor person something in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Whoever gives this person 4 dirhams, I will make 4 special dua for that person. So this was the claim of Hazrat Sayyidina Mansur radiyallahu anhu. Anyone who gives 4 dirhams to this beggar, to this destitute, I won't say beggar rather, to this poor person, I will make 4 special dua in the favor of that person, of the donor. So happened the slave goes up and he says, well, Huzur, I have heard what you have said and I would like to give 4 dirhams to this person in order for you to supplicate for me in return. Allahu Akbar. So Hazrat Mansur radiyallahu ta'ala anhu taken the money from him and given it to this poor destitute and told him to leave, and then asked him, now you tell me, brother, what dua should I make for you? Allahu Akbar. He said, Huzur, number one, I have a master. Zahir se baat hai, main kisi ka khadim hu, I am a slave, I am a worker, I work for someone. And ghulam hone ke naate main ye chahta hu ki aap mujhe azadi dilaye. Free me from his slavery, number one. Number two, Allahu Akbar, I want a return for these dirhams. Number three, may Allah Azza wa Jal bless me and my master with the ability to repent in his court. ہم دونوں کو توبہ کی توفیق نصیب ہو جائے. اور نمبر 4 is that may Allah عز و جل forgive me, forgive you, forgive my master and all these attendees who are in this gathering. This is my 4 request I have, that if you can make this dua in my favor. حضرت سیدنا منصور رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ instantly raised his hands in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he made this dua for this person upon his request. It has been mentioned that as he reached his master, یہ جب واپس گئے, and because he reached late, so his master had asked him what was the reason for his delay in reaching there. So he explained the entire situation and said, حضور بس میں کہیں جا رہا تھا کسی کام سے, پھر میں نے میرے ساتھ ایسا ہوا, I attended the gathering of سیدنا منصور رضی اللہ عنہ, he was motivating people to give 4 dirhams to that poor destitute who was there, بس اللہ کے توفیق سے I was able to give that person 4 dirhams and in favor of that he made 4 special dua for me. So that master had then asked him, okay, can you tell me what were the 4 supplications you had requested him to make in your favor? So he said, Huzur, I had told him, firstly, that I am your slave, I'm your ghulam, and I want freedom from this slavery. I want freedom from the slavery. Allahu Akbar. Usi waqt that master said to him, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, go, as of today, I had freed you. His master had instantly freed him. And then he asked, and what was your second dua? What was your second wish that you had? He said, I replied that I said that I want the return for these 4 dirhams. I want the return for the 4 dirhams I had given to that destitute. And then his master says to him, go, I had given you in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 4,000 dirhams in exchange of your 4 dirhams that you had given that poor person. Allahu Akbar. And then his master asked him, what was your third request? He said, Huzur, bas aur kya? I then requested Mansur radiallahu anhu that he must make dua for you to repent and I must also repent. And that master immediately said, as of today, I sincerely repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the sins and all the gunas I had done in my life. I sincerely repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he asked him, ab ye batao ki, what was your 4th wish? He said, Huzur, then I asked Mansur radiallahu anhu to make dua that Allah azza wa jal must forgive me, forgive you, forgive all those people who were in the gathering of Sayyidina Mansur radiallahu anhu. Phir wo jo master hai, the master said to him that, well, that is not in my custody. It is not in my power. It is out of my reach and power. I cannot tell you that whether Allah has forgiven me or not. Kaha jata hai, it has been written and mentioned as well, that that night when he slept, that master had a dream in which he heard a voice from the unseen. For you have done what was in your capacity. You have done that which you were capable of doing. And now the most merciful is going to do that what is in his capacity. And he has forgiven the master, he has forgiven that slave, he has forgiven Sayyidina Mansur radiallahu anhu, and he has forgiven all those people who had attended the gathering of Sayyidina Mansur radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When this person had awoken from his sleep, he had narrated this entire story to his friends and relatives. Subhanallah. Dear viewers on the Sabadini channel, the ulama and the scholars mention in relation to this beautiful parable that this is the blessings of giving charity in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Firstly, we also learn that du'as are accepted whenever you see pious people, those who are pious and Allah fearing, always request them to make dua in your favor. Ask them to make dua for you and for your family, for their du'as are accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And look at the blessings of giving charity, that here he has given 4 dirhams and in exchange of that his master had given him 4,000 simply because Sayyidina Mansur radiallahu anhu had made dua for him. Ya Allah, grant him the return for his 4 dirhams. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel and the social media, the excellence of giving sadaqah and charity in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can be analyzed and realized from the fact that our beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself orders us to give charity in the Holy Quran Pak. It is an order for us to give in the way and in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at how Allah azza wa jal has mentioned this in Surah Al-Baqarah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هُدًى لِّلْمُتَّقِينَ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنفِقُونَ. Guidance for those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. هُدًى لِّلْمُتَّقِينَ. Those who fear Allah azza wa jal, those who have taqwa and piety, those who are pious, there is guidance for them from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who believe without seeing, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. Those who believe without seeing and keep salah established. And for those who spend in our path from the sustenance which we have bestowed upon them. Subhanallah, look at the traits of these individuals. Number one, for those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, for those who believe in ghaib, they believe without seeing. Allahu Akbar. Number three, are those people who keep the five daily prayers established. Allahu Akbar. And number four, are those individuals who spend in the way, in the cause and path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from that wealth which Allah has bestowed upon them. Kya baat hai Madine ki, subhanallah. Dear viewers on the Madani channel, truly, very fortunate are those Muslims who fulfill the rights of their wealth and they give and they spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fortunate are those Muslims who wholeheartedly pay their zakat and fitrah on time. They are extremely fortunate. Main unko mubarak badi dena chahta hu. Really, hats out to them who are always curious and they, according to Sharia, work out their zakat every year. They are concerned, they are stressed, they are focused, and they know and they are reminded by themselves that, well, this year I will have to pay my zakat on time and I'm looking forward of paying my zakat. They wholeheartedly, without looking back whether how much my wealth has reduced, no, they wholeheartedly give their zakat and fitrah on time. Fortunate are those Muslims who spend their wealth on their parents, siblings and children. Fortunate are those individuals who feed the poor and needy people on the occasions of 3 days function, 40 days function, chaliswa, daswa, tija. Allahu Akbar, they cook food and they feed people in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fortunate are those people who distribute books in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to convey reward and thawab to those people who have left this dunya, this world. There are different forms and methods of spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are fortunate individuals out there who spend in the path of Allah by building masajid, by building madaris. Those who help Dawat-e-Islami, they support this beautiful organization, this beautiful movement of Quran and Sunnah. And they are never seen saying no to this beautiful tahreek, to this beautiful movement of Quran and Sunnah. Whenever they are approached, they always give wholeheartedly in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All for the sake and for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These individuals are extremely fortunate. And remember, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, subhanallah, through the grace of Allah azza wa jal, Allah azza wa jal grants them double the reward. And more than you and I can even imagine. Hum soch nahi sakte. We can never imagine how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants them in exchange for what they have done. Subhanallah. Remember, there is a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam narrated in Sahih al-Bukhari, volume number 1, by Hazrat Sayyidatana Asma radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Aap farmati hai ki sarkari do jahan Ahmad Mukhtar, our beloved Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, do not stop sadaqah and charity, least your sustenance will stop. Allahu Akbar. Least your sustenance will stop. Hazrat Allama Mawlana Badruddin Aini rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, in the commentary of this beautiful hadith, he has mentioned, it is a solid proof. It is evident from this beautiful narration and hadith that one's sustenance is increased, never reduced. Because the only time your sustenance will stop, the only time you will witness and you will see lack in your sustenance is when you become a miser, when you become stingy in giving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are most concerned as to what will happen to my capital, whether I will face any financial loss, and then you become a miser in giving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allama Badruddin Aini rahmatullahi ta'ala, he says, it is a glad tidings for those who want to increase their wealth, because when you give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your wealth will only increase, subhanallah. Yes, dear viewers, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, fortunate are those individuals. Madaris bana rahe hain, masajid bana rahe hain. Every year they give hundreds and thousands of lands and rupees in whatever way they can contribute towards these beautiful causes, whereas mu'takifeen come in Babul Madina for itikaf, subhanallah. And you see them wholeheartedly feeding and helping people for sahari, for iftari. How fortunate are those individuals. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in another verse has mentioned, subhanallah, how he increases the wealth of those people who give in the cause and way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is ayat pe zara ghor kare aur dil ke kaano se sune what Allah azza wa jalla is saying in this verse. He says,
مثل الذين ينفقون أموالهم في سبيل الله كمثل حبة أنبتت سبع سنابل في كل سنبلة مئة حبة والله يضاعف لمن يشاء والله واسع عليم.
The example of those who spend their wealth on the path of Allah Azza wa Jal is similar to a grain which has sprouted 7 years, which has sprouted 7 years of wheat, and each year contains 100 grains. Allahu Akbar. And Allah Azza wa Jal increases this many a times for whomsoever He desires. And Allah is all encompassing, all knowing. Allahu Akbar. And the commentary of this verse in Siratul Jinan, and the commentary of the Holy Quran, it has been mentioned that the excellence of those who give charity in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being mentioned through an example that is like a person who sows a seed. The one who is sowing a seed, grain of wheat in the ground, which grows into 7 offshoots, and each offshoot gives out, produces 100 grains. Hence, the one sowing one seed into the ground gains 700 times the reward. The one who gives in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will get 700 times more back in return. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. There is no limit to this, because Allah Azza wa Jal can do and can give whomsoever, whatever He wants to give, and how much He wants to give. There is no limitation, there is no restriction in the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From His mercy, He can give whomsoever, whatever He desires, and how much soever He wants to give. Subhanallah. Dear viewers on the Subhadini channel, they are immense blessings and virtues when it comes to charity. Or ye hadith sunte inshallah azza wa jal, in regards to the blessings of giving charity. Listen to the words of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and allow your heart to become generous. Yes, become generous for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not be double-minded. Do not become a miser. Rather, listen to these ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and trust me, subhanallah, after the end or by the end of this program, you should make this intention, inshallah, azawajal, that I will now look forward in giving my charity in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has mentioned one hadith, As-sadaqatu tasuddu sab'ina baban minas su'. Sadaqa and charity locks up 70 doors of evil. Yes. 70 doors of evil are shut upon the one who gives charity in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Furthermore, another beautiful hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, on the day of judgment, everyone will be under the shade of his sadaqah until the decision will be made between people. Those people who give charity, mubarak to them. Therefore, I have said, they are fortunate individuals. Khush naseeb hai wo log jo Allah ki raah mein paise kharch karte hain. On the day of qiyamah, when there will be no shade except the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah azza wa jal will provide this shade for them, that they will be under the shade of their own charity. The sadaqah that they used to give will become a means of shelter for them, and they will be under the shade until the hisab and kitab will be taken amongst people. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, Subhanallah, As-salatu burhanun, was-sawmu junnatun, was-sadaqatu tutfi'ul khati'ata kama yutfi'ul ma'un nar. Salah and namaz that we perform is a proof of iman. It is the dalil and the proof of your faith and iman. And the fast that you keep in the month of Ramadan, it is a shield from sins. Or any fast that you keep, it serves as a shield. And sadaqah, what sadaqah does? It wipes the sins as water extinguishes the fire. This is what sadaqah does. Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Tirmizi Sharif, subhanallah. And in many other books, subhanallah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then says another hadith, verily sadaqah extinguishes the wrath of Allah azza wa jal and prevents a person from a bad death. Hai, hai. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. It prevents a person from having a bad end. These are such beautiful narrations that we have just heard now, subhanallah. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Baqiru bis sadaqati fa innal balaa la yatakhatta as-sadaqata." Give sadaqah and give charity early in the morning, as calamity does not precede charity. Allahu Akbar. The one who gives charity in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala early in the morning, then nothing will go wrong with him for the entire day. This should be your faith and your iman, because you have given charity for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you are protected from so many different types of evil. The very first hadith we have learnt was regarding 70 doors of evil being shut upon you. Why have we become misers? Why is our tawakkul and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so weak that every time we decide to do something in the name of Allah azza wa jal, we think twice or thrice, or sometimes we just make our mind up that enough, I'm not going to give more than this now because my wealth have reduced. No, there is something wrong somewhere down the line, and that needs to be assessed and checked, because sadaqah, as I mentioned, shuts the doors of evil. The person giving sadaqah, remember, he will be under his own sadaqah on the day of judgment, subhanallah. Sadaqah, in another hadith, removes the heat of the qabr, of the grave. In another hadith, we learned that sadaqah extinguishes the fire. These are the blessings of sadaqah. It prevents evil. It is even the means of lengthening one's lifespan. It prevents him from having a bad end, a bad death. It removes the habit of arrogance and boasting. And sadaqah then becomes a shield from sins. So many blessings, dear viewers on the Sumadini channel. When last have you given sadaqah and charity? Only when a calamity strikes us, then we say, take out some eggs and give in the path of Allah. When we are struck with some type of difficulty, then we go buy some bread or roti from the shop and then we say, let's give it a sadaqah. After we are struck, why can't we do these things before these calamities strike us? Why can't we make our mind up beforehand? Allahu Akbar. Remember well, dear viewers on the Sunnah Madani channel, khush qismat hai wo log jo dete hain. Because there is glad tidings for them from the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Musnad Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala state, one thing upon which I take an oath, there is one thing upon which I promise you, I take an oath, and that is that the wealth of any person does never decrease when he gives charity in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here Rasulullah ﷺ takes guarantee about something. And what is that he has taken guarantee for? Is that your wealth is never ever reduced. It will never finish. Rather, Allah has promised in the Holy Quran Park, as we have recited that verse, that Allah Azza wa Jal will give you many more rewards back in return for what you give. The reward is also in the form of wealth, because your wealth will increase, your capital will increase. So if you are facing deprivation, if you are facing some destitution issues in your family, poverty, and you're unable to meet your needs by the end of each and every month, then don't think twice. You should spend open-heartedly in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from that which you have. Increase your iman, increase your love, and increase your tawakkul and trust, reliance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you do so, inshallah, azawajal, in return of that, your wealth will also increase, subhanallah. Remember, there is another beautiful hadith, a narration, which I would like to present here, which is a beautiful waqiyah, a beautiful story, subhanallah. Hazrat Sayyidina Qais Ansari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he states that his brother complained. He says that my brother had complained to the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I spend a lot of money. My hands are too loose when it comes spending money. ऐसा होता है कि हम कमाते तो बहुत हैं लेकिन जाने के रास्ते कई हैं. आने का रास्ता एक ही है लेकिन outgoing calls are too many. A person cannot save his money and he doesn't know where his money is gone. Many people complain about this that the money is coming in but we cannot see the money. बेबरकती, पैसे रुकते नहीं हमारे हाथ में, खुले हाथ है. अल्लाहु अकबर. तो दिस पर्सन, द सहाबी सेज, हज़रत क़ैस रज़ियल्लाहु अन्हु फरमाते हैं कि फिर मेरे भाई ने क्या किया, शिकायत की सरकार सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम की बारगाह में कि मेरे हाथ बहुत खुले हैं पैसे के मामले में. दैट आई स्पेंड मनी ओपन हार्टेडली और आई स्पेंड टू मच ऑफ मनी. सो रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम कॉल्ड फॉर मी एंड आई प्रेजेंटेड माई सेल्फ बिफोर द प्रॉफिट ऑफ अल्लाह सुबहानहु व तआला एंड ही सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम आस्क्ड मी, ओ क़ैस, इज़ इट ट्रू योर ब्रदर इज़ कंप्लेनिंग अबाउट यू? He told me about your situation that you are very open-handed. Your hands are too loose when it comes to spending money. What is the matter? So Hazrat Qais radiyallahu ta'ala farmate ki par maine sarkar sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki bargah mein arz ki, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ji ha, whatever money I earn from my wealth, I spend one portion in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second portion I spend on my friends, on my relatives, on my family members wholeheartedly. So my hands are loose because I open-heartedly spend on all my friends and family members. But before that, I first give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Qais radiyallahu ta'ala says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then placed his affectionate hands on my chest. He touched me here on my chest and he said, O Qais, spend and your wealth will never ever reduce. Spend as much as you want to spend. Allah Azza wa Jal will increase you in your wealth. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Qais radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, after this, when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam placed his hands on my chest, whenever I would go out to spend in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I would have my own mode of transportation. And now my state is that I am ahead of my brothers in terms of wealth. Now my condition is what? I am ahead of my brothers. Those who say don't spend, and I would spend. And today in terms of wealth, in terms of property, in terms of possessions, I have more than even my own brothers. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. Of course, it should be the necessary things. Kyunki jo fuzool kharchi karte hain, according to the Holy Quran Pak, according to the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, these are the brothers of shaitan. Because shaitan wastes excessively. Allah Azza wa Jal does not like people who waste. One is to waste and one is to neutralize and spend correctly. Especially when it comes to the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You should not be a miser when it comes to your family. There is a difference between need and want. If Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed you with enough wealth, then be content with what you have. And over and above that, spend from that money in the path, in the cause of Allah Azza wa Jal. Because Allah has given you this wealth. It's not only by your own intellect and by your own efforts that you have earned this. It is Allah Azza wa Jal that has increased you and tested you with this wealth. So give in His path and that which you have will increase. And you should become even more generous. Even more generous. Like Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He never ever turned down the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whenever he was approached, he had even given more than his commitment. Kabhi hota hai ki hum koi cheez commit kar lete hai ki ji, somebody is asking for 100 pounds, 100 rands, and we say yes. But when time comes to give that 100 rands, we are backwards. We say no ho. I said at that time that you're coming to me after 1 month, you're coming to me after 1 week. Us waqt josh chada hua tha, toh main dene ke liye tayar tha, mera josh thanda ho gaya. Now my enthusiasm has died. I'm not spiritually or I'm not electrified as before to give. Why have you come so late? For people go backwards. They step back on their promises. But here, Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and many occasions, his commitment was one thing, and but when it came time to give, he had given double than what he had committed. Subhanallah. Not one occasion, several occasions. Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had given everything that he had in his possession in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and expected nothing from this world except that Allah azza wa jal will grant them paradise for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the pleasure of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They have done things for Islam. Subhanallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, another beautiful, beautiful narration which we also learn is that Sayyidina Aun bin Abdullah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, ye bhi, alhamdulillah, a very pious personality, very famous personality, Hazrat Aun bin Abdullah. He was from amongst the Tabi'een. Tabi'i are those individuals who have seen Sahaba Ikram. And Sahaba are those who have seen the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So doing dhikr of Allah azza wa jal with full concentration, staying away from rich people and showing kindness and affection towards poor and the needy people were from his blessed habits. Whose habit? Hazrat Sayyidina Aun bin Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala an. So it has been mentioned that once Sayyidina Aun bin Abdullah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi received 20,000 dirhams. He received how many? 20,000 dirhams. And as he received that money, he immediately had given the entire amount in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now 20,000 dirhams is not an ordinary amount of money, especially in those days of very high value. And when he given this, people were shocked and people said to him, O Aun, rahmatullah alayh, don't you think it would have been better for you to invest some of that money for your son, for his life, for his future? Are bete ke liye kuch kiya hote? You should have invested this for your son. Aapne to sara ka sara hi de diya, everything in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Had you not decided of keeping some for your son as well? So he replied and said, I have made myself stronger. I have made myself stronger. I have made my capital stronger. I have made my family stronger. I have made my progeny stronger by giving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by giving sadaqah in the way of Allah azza wa jal. This itself will make my son rich. You think by investing this money will make my son rich? No. He has already become rich. Allah is great. And then the result of Sayyidina Aun's sincerity, because he given this with so much of sincerity, so much of khulus, it is narrated that Allahu Akbar, his complete trust and sincerity in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was that Sayyidina Usama rahmatullahi ta'ala states that from the family of Mas'ud, no one was more richer than the son of Sayyidina Aun bin Abdullah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Allahu Akbar, his son became so rich that there was no one who was more richer in that family than the son of Sayyidina Aun bin Abdullah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. The result was because of the father's sincerity. Yes, inki walidi girami ne jis tarah socha aur Allah ki raah mein kharch kiya, uska natija inke bete ko mila. The son had received the benefit and the barakah of doing so. Subhanallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, alhamdulillah. These are some narrations, some ahadith. We have even heard verses in the Holy Quran Park speaking about giving charity. Become a charitable person. Remember, when you do charity, the right hand should give and the left hand should not know about it. Unfortunately, these days, the hands, legs and everything knows about what you do and what you don't do. So this is, or this should not be the case. Whenever you give charity in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, give it for His pleasure. We do not need to announce it over and again, because then shaitan interferes with such people. Shaitan provokes a person to have ostentation, to show off, because we don't know the niyyah of the person. Sometimes he's doing it to maybe provoke others, alhamdulillah. But many a times and over and again it's seen that people then want to boast and speak about it. Today, alhamdulillah, I have done this, or I have done that, and I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. They speak about it, they boast about it, and they have competitions about this. So if the intention was to show the people on the day of Qiyamah, when you go to Allah Azza wa Jal, when you face Allah Azza wa Jal and you ask for the reward for doing those good charitable work, Allah Azza wa Jal will say to you, go and seek your reward from those people for whom you have done that. That is to say, you showed off in the world and to show others how rich you were, or how charitable you were, how sincere and how generous you were. Now go and seek a reward from them. What have you come here for? On the day of Qiyamah, what answer should we give to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? May Allah azza wa jal pardon us. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Let us inshallah recite one or two couplets of this beautiful Nati Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ab meri nigaho me jachta nahi ko. Nahi koi
بچتا نہیں کوئی، کیونکہ جیسے میرے سرکار ہے ایسا نہیں کوئی، نہیں کوئی جیسے میرے سرکار ہے ایسا نہیں کوئی، نہیں کوئی جیسے میرے سرکار ہے۔ تم سا تو ہنسی آنکھ نے دیکھا نہیں کوئی، تم سا تو ہنسی آنکھ نے ارے دیکھا نہیں کوئی،
یہ شان لطافت ہے کہ سایہ نہیں کوئی، نہیں کوئی یہ شان لطافت ہے کہ سایہ نہیں کوئی۔
سید اعلی حضرت فرماتے ہیں، زمین و زمان تمہارے لیے، مکین و مکان تمہارے لیے، چنین و چنا تمہارے لیے، بنے تو جہاں تمہارے لیے، دہن میں زباں تمہارے لیے، بدن میں ہیجا تمہارے لیے، ہم آئے یہاں تمہارے لیے، اٹھے بھی وہاں تمہارے لیے، تمہاری چمک تمہاری دمک تمہاری جھلک تمہاری مہک، زمین و فلک سمک و سمک میں سکہ نشان تمہارے لیے، جنا میں چمن چمن میں سمن سمن میں پھبن پھبن میں دلہن، سزائے نہن پہ ایسی ملن، یہ امن و امان تمہارے لیے۔
اشارے سے چاند چیر دیا، چھپے ہوئے خل کو پھیر دیا، گئے ہوئے دل کو اثر کیا، تاب و تبا تمہارے لیے جیسے میرے سرکار ہے ایسا نہیں کوئی، نہیں کوئی جیسے میرے سرکار ہے ایسا نہیں کوئی۔ اعزاز یہ حاصل ہے تو حاصل ہے زمین ساز، یہ حاصل ہے تو حاصل ہے زمین کو،
کیونکہ افلاک پہ تو گنبد خضرا نہیں کوئی، نہیں کوئی افلاک پہ تو گنبد نہیں کوئی، نہیں کوئی جیسے میرے سرکار ہے۔
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم۔ الحمدللہ، آئی وانٹ ٹو کنٹینیو انشاءاللہ عزوجل ود دس، ایز وی ہیو جسٹ فیو مدنی پرلز لیفٹ۔ As we were discussing the wealth of those and never decrease who give charity in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I want to just share one or two madani pearls more in this relation. Remember, we have learned that always choose the best, always give the best, that which is loved by yourself, that what is liked by you, that should be selected for giving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ji haan, ye bhi hota hai ki if we give stale food, we give torn clothes, torn shoes, something which is not worn or used by you yourself, if the intention is good, of course you will receive thawab and reward. But just pay attention and understand that how can you choose that which is unusable? You know, it's not used, it's not edible, it's not eaten by yourself, then why would you choose that for others? You buy your son, you buy your children the best of things, but when it comes to giving clothes and charity to the poor people, will give their old torn clothes in charity, or will buy the thing that you would never buy for your own son and child. Remember, if you want to attain virtue, if you want to attain blessing, تو اس ورس کو اس آیت کریمہ کو اپنے دل میں اپنے دماغ میں اسے روشن کریں. Remember this well. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Holy Quran Pak, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. The summary of this verse is, and you can never attain virtue, you can never ever attain virtue until you do not spend that which is beloved to you in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you want to attain virtue by giving sadaqah, if you want to attain virtue and you want that by giving sadaqah, the bala, the problems, the calamities, the adversities must come to an end. So you must choose the best. Always give that which is liked by yourself. Because in a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it has been mentioned that you can never be a true believer until you do not love for others what you love for yourself. So if you like something for yourself, like the very same thing for others as well. This is the sign of one's true faith and iman. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. I hope that this has clarified the air. And alhamdulillah, when you do qurbani, don't wait for the meat to become stale in your freezer and fridge. Give that in charity. Give that for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you have some extra food, roti, some bread, some gravy, some rice, don't keep that in the fridge for a few days and thereafter decide to give that in charity to your maid or maybe to anybody else out there in the neighborhood. When it's fresh as you have cooked it today, before waiting for that to become stale, give that from your heart to the next Muslim person. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, Allah will increase you in your rizq, in your rozi, because ultimately Allah Azza wa Jal is the provider. As he says in the Holy Quran Pak, وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. There is no one that walks on the surface of this earth whose rozi is not dependent upon the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one ever walks on the surface of this earth. Chunti se leke, kide, makode, Allahu Akbar, even these insects, animals, human beings, jinns, everyone receives their sustenance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that Rabb who has given you today will feed you tomorrow as well. Increase your trust in Him. Become more stronger in your faith. And also at the same time, be content. Be content. Be content. Yes, I say, be happy and content with whatever Allah has blessed you with. Don't become greedy by seeing the wealth of others. Don't desire that which Allah has blessed them with, but rather see those who are unfortunate and make shukr to Allah for what you have. This is your goal. This is your achievement. If you can do this much, Allah Azza wa Jal will definitely bless you with even more than you even have thought of. We have come to the end, dear viewers and listeners of Madinah channel. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Once again, I'm saying, if you decided to give one today, give it as two, inshallah. Zibadil. If you have decided to give 10 today, make it 20 for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm trying to motivate you. I'm hopeful, inshallah, Zibadil, we have succeeded in doing so by the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Until then, stay good, be good, do good, and remember, recite abundance of durood upon the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sallu ala al-habib. صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم.
Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of